Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. Here we are again live in a little in color. Coming to you out of Philadelphia. It's always a pleasure to be on air. And, well, you know, we always start off our show with what thing that we have to say. And that's about love. Because if you don't know how to love you, yourself, your family, if you don't know how to love each other, you're not going to be able to get along as a family. You're not going to be able to get along as a group. Just going to have one big mess. It's what we've been having too, right? But just remember, love is the act that makes others feel good. If you're going to say something and you know it's not going to make the other person feel good, don't say it. If you're going to do something and you know it's not going to make the other person feel good, don't say it, okay? Now, the heart has a neural net that remembers things and it gives off hormones. So when you do something and don't sit there with that person, their heart remembers that, you know? And their heart remembers every time something goes on, that hormones come up and they say, oh, boy, you know? Just remember, love is an act that makes others feel good, okay? So we're going to get together for this hour. We're going to have a feel-good hour here. If we ain't going to say nothing, it's not going to make you feel good, that's for sure. Now, we have a very, very interesting topic today, okay? Because we've been out here catching all kinds of problems, can't seem to get it together. Some people got trillions of dollars, and we can barely make the rent. What in the world is going on? How can these people have so much and I have so little, you know? Well, these people wanted something, okay? First of all, the people that are dominating everything, they wanted that. They really wanted it. They wanted enough to go inside and ask themselves, how can I get this? They did the due diligence, they went to work, they got the reading, they got the studying. And here's the biggest thing that they did, that a lot of us are doing, they didn't waste no time. Why are you sitting in a football arena, in a basketball court, and you're not trying to turn pro? You know what I mean? Those guys are making gazillions of dollars a year. You're paying $100 for the seat, I'm trying to figure out how to pay my rent next week. You know, I'm going to get gas to go to work, you know. You have to start thinking about what you want. Now, that's very interesting. Here's the question. Mama used to say, be careful what you ask for. You just might get it. Now, we think about all kinds of stuff. You really have to focus your mind on what you want. You want it. You plan your work and work your plan. You might not think so, but you're one of the best planners on the planet. You just don't follow through on your plan. You come up with all kinds of schemes and stuff to get paid, but you don't follow through. So here you go again. After the paycheck is gone, you're booked for a few more days waiting for my check again, you know? So we're going to get started right now. To give you an idea, to give you some thoughts on how to make the universe work for you, because you are connected to everything out there. Everything out there in the universe works for you, but you have to be of the mindset to bring it in. What kind of mindset I got to have, Brother Elohim, to make this stuff work for me? First of all, you have to know who you are. I'm going to say this. A lot of people will get mad at me, but what can I do? No landmass can determine who you are. I'm going to say that again. No landmass can determine who you are. The United States, or if you are American, living on American soil, they stole from people. I have to throw that out there. That don't make you who you are. You can go to Africa, Jamaica, China, England, France, anywhere on the planet. That don't determine who you are. what determines who you are is who you are. Now, here's the question. Who are you? Are you the name that your parents gave you? Are you the name that you gave yourself? Are you the guy who got that little doctor piece of paper from one of the colleges? Is that who you are? Are you a carpenter? Here's the thing. Now, you might say, well, I'm a carpenter. Okay, so what does that do? That limits you to just being a carpenter. But if you say, oh, I'm a master builder, now you're unlimited. Now you can do carpentry, electric, you can do plumbing, you can do masonry, you can do everything. Everything that you depends on who you think you are. Somebody told you that you was a man. Somebody told you that you was a woman. Well, a man and a woman have limits. That's only so much that they can do. I'm just a man. Oh, I'm just a woman. But is that really who you are? This physical thing that you run around here, some people, like what some guys say, called it a meat suit. This meat suit that you run around here does not define you, okay? It doesn't define you. That's your slave. Uh-oh. I just said the magic word. You are a slave master. That physical body will do whatever you tell it to do. But the question is, what are you telling it? You telling it every night to go and get that 40 and guzzle it down? Is that what you're telling that physical body to do? Your culture is reap what you sow. When you throw that 40 down, or a little brandy, a little drink that you drink, that's not nutrition for the body. That doesn't help the mind or anything else, okay? It's a depressant. It makes you depressed. Start thinking about things that you don't want. Oh, man, last time I went out, sure didn't want that to happen that time. And let me tell you something. The way the universe works, when you start thinking about stuff, guess what's going to happen? That's what you're going to get, you know, because your thoughts activate through the ether, and the ether bounces through the entire universe. Hello? And the universe works for you, and it's trying to give you what you want. Now, ask yourself the question, go look in the mirror if you have to, what do you want? Say, well, I want to be free. Most of us don't know what freedom is. Freedom is control. When you talk about I want to be free in a country, you want control over the country. If you ain't got control, you don't have freedom. The 1%, they're free. They got control. They can do what they want, when they want, anytime they feel like doing it. You can't, because it costs money to do these things. You don't have enough money to do it because you haven't asked for the kind of money that you really want. I need a job. I want to make $20-$30 an hour. Is that what you really want? You know, think about it. Do you want that $30 an hour, or do you want the yacht parked by the river next to your house? You understand what I'm saying? What do you want? Oh, I sure like to get me a little house for $60,000-$70,000. Is that what you really want? You know what I mean? You get the house, and then all of a sudden you got the bills and the payments. You haven't asked for enough money to deal with the house properly. So you in trouble. So you need that liquor to get you more depressed. You know what I mean? To help you get relaxed so you can change frequency so it don't feel so bad to you going through all this head madness, okay? What we need to do is learn how to get the power that we have flowing through us working to get what we want. The universe will give you what you want through action and reaction. When you say what you want, when you think what you want, the universe goes into motion to give you what you want. You live in Philadelphia. You say, oh, man, I want to have nice things in Philadelphia. I want to have this and I want to have that. This is what I want. Then you move to New York. You're in New York catching hell wondering why. All your blessings is going to Philadelphia, and you in New York catching hell. You got to be careful what you ask for. It's coming, but where are you at when it get here? You know what I'm saying? I want this and I want that. Some people say, I want to be a doctor. Okay, then. Start going to school. Well, I've been in law school, and they want to be a doctor. You know what I mean? There's nothing wrong with law school, but you're in law school miserable because you want to cut people up and operate, cut out kidneys and stuff like a data. That's what you want to do. You want to heal and help people, you know? Everything depends on who you think you are. That's what I'm saying. You have to sit down and really analyze, I mean, critically analyze who you think you are, okay? Your conscious energy formed in flesh. The flesh only going to be here for a little while. I'm planning on being here for 200 years. I got 128 more years to go, okay? But still, that's nothing compared to the millions of years that the cosmos has been in motion. That's nothing. So if I'm planning on being here for that little bit of time, right, what do I want that I need to stay here for 200 years? What am I trying to do, you know? How about peace on earth? Ooh, you think it might take that long for me to make that happen? I'm not the one making it happen. I'm bringing the thoughts through the ether, and I know through action and reaction, things are going to be going to line up so it will come to pass. I know it's going to come to pass. Why? Because that's what I want. That's what I ask for. And my every thought, my every waking moment is working towards that. You understand what I'm saying? That's what's going on. Let me read you something that we say every morning when we wake up. This is called a beginning assertion. We don't pray. We're just praying to ourselves. We make an assertion into the universe knowing that assertion, we're asserting what we want to come back to us. Read what you sow. That's your culture. That's the culture that's the actual culture of the human family, okay? Reap what you sow. So what are you sowing? So that you can reap what you want. But you have to know what you want. If you don't know what you want, because you have to know who you are before you know what you want. You follow what I'm saying? The whole thing is amazing, but it works. This is what we say in the morning. As I daily learn the knowledge of myself and the wisdom to seek the oracle's counsel. Now, I'm going to stop right there. I'm just going to be a little bit of time, then we're going to get into it for a little bit. Now, remember, since we're only going to be on the air for an hour, well, I extended a little bit because I gave out my card today and had 8 to 9, so I'm going to stay here until about 8:10 or 8:15, just in case some people do decide to call in at 8 o'clock. The card had the wrong date on it. I thought the wrong time. I told them 7 o'clock. But, you know, we don't really be listening when we're supposed to be listening. We don't hear what we're supposed to be hearing, okay? So as I daily learn the knowledge of myself, and the wisdom to seek the oracle's counsel. Now, those are two big keys in the African culture. It's written up, know thyself. Everybody watched The Matrix. They talking about, they didn't give it the credit. They didn't give Africa the credit they were supposed to get. They gave the credit to, they gave the credit to the Greeks, know thyself. But the Greeks didn't come up with that. Anyhow, I'm not going to get into the miseducation of the human family. You know what I'm saying? But as I daily learn the knowledge of myself, that's the key to the whole thing. The knowledge of yourself. The knowledge of yourself is so important. So you have to stop listening to these people that are telling you, okay, you were created. It don't even make sense. Okay, and the Bible, I'm a Bible thumper, so yeah, I know that. It leads you away from that right in the beginning. It said, in the beginning, he made men and women, male and female. He made them. That's what it said at first. But then the translators got in there right after that next paragraph and put created in there. And the book, it used the term made. It used the term made for a reason. Because in the beginning, we're dealing with a beginning. We're talking about the uncaused cause. That's what caused everything to exist. Nothing caused it to exist. Whatever else they call it out there. What can I tell you? The only thing that was here was energy. So everything is made up of that energy because that's all that exists, the energy of source. Okay? That's all that exists. So you are an extension of source energy. That's who you are. You are connected to every microbe, everything in the cosmos. When they get enough knowledge and they get enough machines, okay, where they can break the things down, every blade of grass, every insect, every animal, every bird, all of them have your genetic markers in them because all of it was made from you, by you. Everything on this planet has your genetic markers in it because you made all of it. I'm just going through this so you can get an idea of who you really are and what kind of power you're carrying. You don't have to pray for power. You're carrying power. Cool, far, cool, being it is. But you got to get used to that thought process. You got to get used to putting things, saying things, and expect this to happen because it will. But you have to expect it to happen. When you say this is what you want, this is what you're going to get, okay? Now, don't ask for stuff that you really don't want. People ask for stuff, and then when they get it, they say, oh, Lord, where'd this come from? You know, they don't know that that's what they have for. You know what I mean? I'm just throwing this stuff out there. Oh, I'm sorry. For those who are on the line, I want to thank you for being on the line. I had to scroll down when you chimed in. But those who are on the line, if you want to comment or you have a question, you have something that you have to want to say, all you have to do is press 1 on your phone and your hand will go up. I mean, I would get a signal on the switchboard that let me know that you have a comment or you have something to say or a question, okay? And I will let you in right away and you can talk and say whatever you want to say, okay? Now, remember, when you do call it, we're not going to mention your name. We're just going to mention the last 4 of your phone number. So if you want to name anonymous, you want to stay anonymous, that's fine too, okay? And now remember, we're not here to debate anything. Everybody, you can give your opinion. If you disagree, that's fine. You know, we'll listen, we'll hear it, okay? Those that agree with you, we'll agree with you. Those that don't. If you want to give out your numbers, you have a business or you want to promote something, come on with it. We're not charging nothing for commercials, okay? we're here for you. We're here to, you know, just to get a few things done and to work and help each other, okay? Now, let's get back into the topic, okay? We got a hand up, so I'm going to make this comment, and then I'm going to bring on 0995, okay? As I daily learn the knowledge of myself and the wisdom to seek the Oracle's counsel. Now, they've been giving us all kinds of crazy stuff about the Oracle, okay? The Oracle is a dimension between the mind and the brain to regulate the information coming in from the mind into the brain so it does not overload your synaptic nerves, okay? Now, I don't want to get too far off topic because we're talking about know thyself when the first hand come up, so I'm going to go to 0995. We'll open up his mic. Switchboard seems to be working pretty good today. Big brother ain't messing me up. 0995, your mic's up. You're on the air. You have a question or comment?
Hello.
Yes, how are you?
I'm fine.
Well, that's good. Do you have a question or comment that you want to say to the listening audience out here?
No, I just want to comment. I just love what you're doing, and I'm just listening, and it's very informative.
Well, thank you very much, and I appreciate that. And now I'm going to close your mic back off, okay? Now, if you do decide that you do want to say something, all you have to do is hit 1 and then hit 1 again. Then you'll go off, and then you'll come back on and let me know that that you have something to say. Okay. All right. Now, okay. Let's go back on topic here. I want to thank Sister for her comment. I really appreciate you guys being on the air. It makes such a big difference to know that somebody out there is listening and the board is full today, and I appreciate that. Okay, we have another hand up, so I'm going to go right to the hand up here. Okay. That would be 1927. Before we go any further, your mic, or, oh, there it is. Your mic is open. Can you hear me? You on the air? 1927?
Yes. Good evening, Brother Elohim. This is Brother Mac.
Well,
how are
good
you,
evening, Brother Mac. What's going on, Brother Mac?
Well, I'm listening to you tell me that I can manifest what I want. It's just that I have to do it. Am I on track here? Do I hear you telling me that I can have what I want, but I just have to want it and make it happen?
That sounds like something I said. Yeah, that's what I said, bro.
I just wanted to get
you to smile a little bit while we're on air. Yeah, that's what I said. You can have what you want, you know. Most of the time, people don't know what they want. Like when you ask them, what are you going to college for? I don't know. You know? So, yeah, go ahead. I'm going to let you finish.
Yeah, you know, the question that arises out of that, even though I agree with you, and I hope that you're right, because I would want to have the ability to manifest what I want. The question is, after having been taught our limitations, let's say all of our existence, we've been taught limitations, and that we should live within them, and then when the limitations are placed on us, it comes down to go to school, get a job, and stay there until you retire. And then a monkey wrench is thrown into the proposition when you find that you don't like where you are, you're not earning enough to be comfortable, and you're only halfway through to retirement, or maybe even less. You're more or less halfway to retirement. If you can stick it out, no matter how miserable you are, no matter how deprived you are, no matter how many sacrifices you make, how do you change your thinking? How do you change your thinking and actually come to believe that you can have what you want, and you have merely to ask for it and then work toward getting it? I know that's a lot, and I've gone around and around to ask the question. How do you do this?
Well, see, that's another problem. The words you threw out there. And that's what's causing all the problems. People ask you, what do you believe? I don't believe in nothing. Wait a minute. How can you function without believing in nothing? I know what I want. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I'm going after. I know what I want. So if I know who I am and I know what I want, I know it's coming. But people have you believing in all kinds of stuff. They have you believing in squirrels as gods and snakes and elephants and cows, and they have you believing that there's some guy up there sitting up there on a stool, or he's watching everybody, and if you don't do right, he's going to punish you and send you down into the earth to some guy who's sitting on a hot rock drinking tea, waiting to come and crucify your soul. But this guy really loves you. So they have, once you get into belief systems, you know, then you have all kinds of problems. You can't argue with a person about what they believe because that's what they believe, you know. So you don't debate with them. You just listen to them. If that's what they believe, then you know how to talk to them so you don't upset them. And you can have feel-good conversations, you know. You can have conversations based on love because you know where they live at, you know. So it's not upon anybody to take anybody out of their comfort zone, you know. But if you're in your comfort zone, right, some people stay in their comfort zone all their lives, you know, and they die with their little house and their little car parked in front of the door and they find a way to send the children to college, and then the children go, and they're happy with that. So that's fine, you know. You don't want to take a person out of their comfort zone, but if you got that little house and the car and you ain't happy with that, well, then you're not comfortable. And once you're not comfortable, your DNA has information in it that will wake you up and say, hold it, there's got to be something more than this. There's got to be something better than this. And you will go look for it. See what I'm saying? You'll realize that what you have is not really what you want. It's what somebody else wanted for you, you know? So, so the wake-up call has to come from you being happy. If you're not happy, if you're not in your comfort zone, you're not happy with what you have, I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with the house and the car and being able to send your children off to college. There's nothing wrong with that if that's what you want, you know? But if that's not what you want, if you got people out here, if you're a compassionate person, you got people out here fighting and killing each other and getting messed up on drugs, and you got countries that's going to war and blowing each other's brains out, you might say, hold it. If I can really have what I want, well, maybe I can think this thing, I can think about this thing a little differently. You follow what I'm saying? And this is what happens when your messiah comes along. They be saying, hold it. Jesus said 12 years old, said, wait a minute. Something's wrong with all this. Yo, mama, I'm out. I got to go find out what's going on. He traveled around trying to figure out why everything is so crazy. You know, Muhammad did the same thing. He said, oh, wait a minute. I'm going down this cave and meditate for a while, go inside myself until I can see something that's better than what's out here, you know? You got Gandhi, you got Martin Luther King, you got Malcolm X, Elijah Muhammad, you got, oh my goodness, I can name so many. You got Garvey, Noble True Ali, they all come along and say, wait a minute, something's wrong with this picture, and it took them out of their comfort zone. Can I find something to make this just a little bit better? And they went looking. That's for Muhammad. Same thing. He went looking. The guys that wrote the books, Life and Teaching the Master of the Far East, the Master. There's so many people who decided, wait a minute, I know who I am, and I'm carrying power. So I can do something to make things just a little bit better. That's what all the Bolshevik Revolution was before, communism revolutions, and all that stuff was going on because somebody said, wait a minute, there's got to be a better way. There's got to be something different. So they tried all kinds of stuff, but that's not a good word to use, but I'm going to use it anyway. The 1% are sitting here saying, wait a minute, these guys are taking our slaves from us. We can't have this. You know, so they build up large militaries to make sure that nobody took their slaves so that they can keep control over their slaves. Now, one thing that you are that we haven't realized, we're slave masters. This physical body is a slave. It will do whatever you tell it to do. You tell it to go jump off a building, it's going to jump. It's going to warn you, wait a minute, man. You know, when I jump off this building, it's going to hurt. You want me to jump? But we told you jump, it's going to jump, you know? Everything comes down to who you think you are, right? And in the movie, in the Matrix, remember the lady told the guy, she told Keanu Reeves, don't think you are, know you are. That's the key to the whole thing. It's not a question of belief, it's a question of knowing. Do you know who you are? You know, I can believe I can fly, but I jump off that building, I'm going to learn it. Wait a minute. I believe I can fly, but I sure wish I'd put on a parachute. You know what I mean? You can believe whatever you want, but you know that everybody that just jumped off that building, you ain't got to believe it. You know that everybody that jumped off that building hit the ground pretty hard. You know what I mean? That's a fact. I mean, that's something that you know. You know if you don't eat, you're going to die. You know? You know if you keep drinking, you're going to catch all kinds of diseases, cirrhosis of the liver. You know this, okay? You don't have to believe it. You can see all the people on the tombstone. Here goes Harry Joe, died from overdrinking. You know? But don't say that on the tombstone. I'm just having fun. But you have to, there's things that you know. It's not a question of belief. And that's our problem. When you throw that word believe out there, you know, it makes me think about Trump. All these people are thinking he's going to do one thing. He done something else, but they still believe this guy. He the man told more lies than anybody in history, but they still believe this guy, you know? If you know, if you know something, you know something. It's just that simple. If you drink water, you're going to have to go to the bathroom. It ain't about believing. You know you're going to have to go to the bathroom. If you eat, you're going to have to go to the bathroom on the other side. Do I believe that? No. I know it. You know what I mean? This is what I'm saying. We have to begin to differentiate between belief and knowing. See what I'm saying? Once you know who you are, then you know you're connected, and you know the universe works for you. Now, we're going to go to the next part here. We'll be talking about the, oh, where we at? Oh, it's 3:31. I got to do my little commercial here. So, in fact, since I'm going to do the commercial, Brother Mac, you're in the commercial. Somebody raised their hand right now. I'm going to do the commercial. I always let people in right now because they normally, when a person raises their hand, they want to talk about what you're talking about right now. So I'm going to give this person some time, and then I'm going to do the commercial. Just give me a minute here, Brother Mac. 7143, okay? Your mic is open. Do you have a comment or a statement you want to make to the listening audience here?
Well, greetings. Am I here?
Yes, sir. You're live and in living color.
Well, you know, I'm going to just thank you.
You have to speak up a little bit, though.
Yeah, I said I want to thank you for your show. I've been thinking a lot of what you're saying, so it's in line with my thought pattern. And I just wanted to say I'm learning some things. I'm learning some things, but I do desire to know more. So how is it, or what would you recommend for a person like me to get to know more about the topic and the things that you're saying? I sort of know some things. It's just that the evidence of it is not really
okay.
Manifesting.
Well, I just switched to this format. I was under a legacy financial format where we talk about certain things, but this information and the way we're talking now comes from the Egyptian mystery schools, and it's written up in a book called Tyrannical Scriptures, and I'm reading some excerpts from the Tyrannical Scriptures. So right now, the book is not on the market, so you have to tune in on Sunday to kind of chime in with us. But the information that we're sharing is out there. It's all over the place. It's in the Bible, Bhagavad Gita, Aspi. It's Life and Teachings of the Master of the Far East, The Third Eye by Tuzin Lhasa Rapa. The book, so the information is out there, but you have to decide that this is what you want. And as you go into the bookstore, now this is a little trick that I do. When you go into the bookstore, don't look for a book. Just walk around and let the book find you. And you'll be surprised at the books that find you and the information that you get. But if you look for these books, you're not going to find them. But the books will find you if you go into the store and just walk around nonchalantly, you know, not looking but looking, and the book will find you, you know?
Wow.
Does that make any sense?
Well, that's interesting. I think, yeah, because I think most of it is already in us. We just had to pretty much discover it or rediscover it.
Absolutely, absolutely. And they've done some research, and they've found that in two strands of DNA, they can put all the information of the Library of Congress in just two strands of DNA. And you know
wow.
how many strands of DNA you have, so all the knowledge of the universe is floating inside of you. A lot of times when you have a question, ask yourself the question. And you'd be surprised
right.
with the answers that you get. You get some amazing
right.
answers just by asking yourself. But they have been teaching us to look outside of ourselves for the information when a lot of information, like you just said, is already within. Okay. So now with that,
right.
I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to do the commercial. Okay. I'm going to do my call, so you can jump back in if you want. And the sister on the sister that was on earlier, I'm going to leave her, I'm open her mic back up too, so she can jump back in if she wants to, because she might not know how to get back and forth with the one. Brother Matt, we're going to start our commercial off with you. You have a radio show. Do you want to tell us a little bit about your radio show and what you do out there?
Yes, Brother Ibrahim, my radio show is Legacy of a Nation. Now, somebody has an open mic and has a noisy background. If you can mute your background, you probably should. It's quite distracting. There are children in the background.
Okay, it's a noise going.
The children. That's better.
That should do it. Okay, go ahead.
Very well. All right. My show is Legacy of a Nation, and I'm on every Saturday from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And Legacy of a Nation has the mission of increasing the awareness of the Aboriginal community. And the Aboriginal community is us, we who are descended from slaves. We who are descended from slaves. And Legacy of a Nation points out that through research we have discovered that we were not brought from Africa and put into slavery, but rather we were already here and we were put into slavery. And some of our ancestors were brought from Africa, but we were already here. So we are indigenous. We are aborigines. My goodness, that's better. We are aborigines. We are natives. But that by convincing us and telling us that we are unwilling immigrants from Africa, that deprives us of the land that was stolen from us by way of having taken it from our ancestors in war and having killed 90% of our ancestors after the arrival of the Europeans in the 15th and 16th centuries. And so Legacy of a Nation points these things out. So for an hour every Saturday, we talk on one of four main topics. The four main topics that we cover are health, one, history, two, politics, three, and economics, four. We cover these four subjects because we feel that a household, as well as a neighborhood, a city, a county, a state, and even a nation needs to know how to gain the health, how to gain and maintain the health of its citizens. It needs to know its history. It needs to know where did we come from? How did we get where we are? And politically, a nation needs to know the structure. Who is in charge? Who do we answer to? Who makes the laws? And who has to obey those laws? And economics, a nation needs to know how to feed, house, and clothe its citizens, And so we cover those four topics, one each week. And so over the course of the month, we cover all four. And with the aim of increasing the awareness of the Aboriginal community, our people, we who are descended from slaves. And so thank you very much. Oh,
do you need a time and a date or something? Or?
Yes. Yeah. The time is 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern time, from 6 to 7 for 1 hour, and the studio telephone number 319-527-6199. 319-527-6199. Legacy of a Nation.
Well, thank you very much, Brother Mac. I'm going to continue with the commercial. I'm going to run it kind of quick because we're kind of running out of time here. This is Elohim Radio Show. We're here every Sunday from 7 to 8 U.S. time. The call in number is 516-453-9230. Press 1 if you want to talk, if you have a comment or something you want to say. Okay, just remember that we don't debate what you're saying. We just want you to get the opportunity to say it. Even if you disagree, that's fine, you know, because everybody don't always agree on what's going on. So if this is one of, and if you have a company or something and you want to give out a name or something or a shout out about your business or something like that, you can just let us know, okay? Now, we don't mention your name unless you want us to. We just call you out by the last four digits of your phone number. And we open up your mic and you get a chance to speak, okay? Now, I released a gospel CD, 911 Jesus Emergency, Jesus is Coming. It's a CD link, CD baby, 4/CD, 4/ Elohim Christ 2, that's number 2. So check it out. You can also catch us on YouTube. Just click Elohim Christ 10 tracks, and you can go ahead and listen to the album. And check out, you know, exactly what we're doing. And we say Jesus coming. The question we ask ourselves, where is he coming from? He's coming from the same place he came from, like the verse out of the goddess's womb. So you sisters out there, be mindful of the babies that you're dumping, because you never know what child's going to get us out of this mess. And it's going to be our children that's going to get us out of this mess. So we need those babies. We need them bad, okay? In regards to what they're standing in, brothers, you got to step up to the plate. Now, when they sit to daddy's babies, you got to be there for them because they need their dad, you know? They need their dad, okay? Now, don't forget to check out my book, Tyrannical Scriptures, Part 2, that Christ Has Come, for more information on that. I have a CD book out that you can get that has part of the information in it. At TCCA, Tyrannical Church of Christ and Allah. That phone number is 215-977-0777. You can call that number from 9 to 5 to find out about if you want a copy of this or the book in CD form. That's Tyrannical Church of Volume 2. We're dealing with Volume 3 and 4 now, which is not on the market as it stands right now, okay? Also, I'm in the gold business, so if you want to deal with some gold, because, you know, all the countries start switching over to the gold market, and you need to get into the markets so that you know how the exchange markets work so that you can buy and sell gold and have a different revenue stream for your family, okay? That's the same number you can call, 97707. That's 215-977-0777. In order to contact me about the gold business, if you want to get involved in that. I'd like to give a shout-out to Horace Butler for his Black History book on Rock's Crowd. I like him because he understands history. So if you get a chance, go in the bookstore. Now, that's one book you can look for, bro. You're going to put it out there. I'm trying to just get a few smiles here. So you don't have to let that book look for you. You can look for that book. It's a good book. Heart Butler with Rock's Crowd, okay? Now, Legacy of the Nation, hosted by Brother Mac. You just heard from him. His show is on every Saturday at 6 p.m. They talk about Black history, health, economics, and politics. The call the number once again is 319-527-6199. I'd like to give a shout out to Sun 752. He's on every morning at 9 a.m. and every Wednesday at 8 p.m. The call number is the same, 319-427-6199. 6199. Okay. I also like to give a shout out to Sister Tammy. Okay, she's on YouTube under the name of Kermitra 11. I had to apologize because last week I didn't get her commercial in because I was trying to change that Kermitra 11, but I got it now. She's under the name Kermitra 11. She has a YouTube experience called The Spoken Word. I subscribe to it. I listen to it. She has some pretty good things to say. So, you know, go check her out. I'd like to give a shout-out to Nikki Love Show. She's a spiritual reading advisor. She comes on every Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday at 10:30 p.m. The call-in number is 347-215-8040. You can also read her, get her on her website, NikkiLoveWuNam.com. That's W-N-O-M, NikkiLoveWuNam.com. Now, she's a spiritual advisor. She's pretty good. I did a spiritual read on her. She did a spiritual read. I do spiritual reads, too. So we did a spiritual read on each other, and it was pretty good. I really enjoyed it, you know. I don't catch a show too much because I'm normally 9 o'clock on night. I get up 4 in the morning. So we also like to give a shout-out to the UNIA ACL at 1650 Moore Avenue. So we're for today on Sunday at 3 o'clock. And call Brother Kabir at 267-513-8689. We also have another UNIA that's at 53rd and Gerard, at least in Philadelphia. You can call Brother Kabir and get that information, too. And you have another UNIA that's at on 52nd and on 52nd Street, 514 52nd Street. They meet on they meet every Sunday at 3 o'clock. And if you want more information about that, you can just give me a call at 977-0777, and I'll plug you into Brother Mark, and he'll let you know what's going on. Now, there's a universal number for the UNIA. That number is 646-807-6502, okay? We got the RBG industry. They make designer clothes, buttons, and flags. I might have to break this commercial up into two segments. So if you want a good tailor-made outfit, call 609-638-5828, brother, and Brother Sadiq will take care of you, okay? We have a new listener. We have a security company. His number is 336-988-8638. I don't have his web address, so hopefully I'm going to scroll down and see if he's on the line, and maybe we can give him to get up his web address. So if you're looking for work out there, he has a security company. He can help you out with a job or something, you know what I mean? I would like to give a shout-out to Tom Thornton. He got 6 CDs on the market. He's pretty good. I think we used to be in a band together, so that's why I give him his little props every week. He's on the name of Yesterday's Child on CD. He's on YouTube under Yesterday's Child. And for more information about him, you can call Thomas Jordan at 267-259-4077. Okay, I'd like to give a shout out to Taylor Toss Learning Academy. Now, I stick my chest out a little bit. That's my daughter. She just started a new business. And she's a registered nurse, studying to be a doctor. She wants to be a gynecologist. And she's working on that, and she's opened up a little Teletop Learning Academy. I'm so proud of her. If you want to find out about her, she's in the Philadelphia area, West Philadelphia area. Her number is 610-638-8352 from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, okay? And our email address is ematelototslearningacademy@gmail.com. That's email address, TaylorTotsLearningAcademy@gmail.com. Okay, Instagram is Taylor_Tots_LA. I'm still old school, so I don't know what the underscore means, but it's there. I would also like to give a shout-out to our resident naturopathic healers and doctors. Now, this number, you need to write this stuff down. We got Dr. Paul. His number is 215-779 7355. We got Dr. Bill. His number is 631-561-3864. These guys are pretty good. So if you really want to, if you want to be healthy, call these guys. You know, if you're sick, you shouldn't be sick if you got these guys' number because these guys are pretty good. Okay, I think I'm gonna break this commercial up into two segments here because one segment is too long, I think. All right, so. Now let's get back into the topic. Where were we at? Oh my goodness, we were at. oh, okay. Let me switch up right quick and go back. Okay, now here we are. Okay, we're talking about the oracle, right? That's where we stopped at. We're talking about the wisdom to seek the oracle's counsel, all right? Now, there's a dimension between the mind and the brain. That's called the oracle, because the mind has so much information in it that if it just flowed into the brain, it would literally overload the brain, okay? Now, you don't want the brain to be overloaded because your synaptic nerves have to develop. That's why when children are small, they need some type of regulator to keep the mind from just overflowing the brain and wiping the children's brains out. So the synaptic nerves have to develop. And the oracle regulates the information as the synaptic nerves develop. Now, there's no regulation as to how fast that synaptic nerves can develop. That's why when children are growing up, everything you can. Let them watch stuff. Let them read stuff. Just give it to them. If they ask you for it, give it to them. You know what I mean? Because the more they read, the more they study, the more they learn, the more build up their synaptic nerves, and more information from the mind can go through the brain, and the children will seem so much smarter, because our children are really, really smart. Although the system is dumbing them down because they're kind of afraid of our babies. You know what I mean? Because they know they had 10,000 children nationwide took the space program test. Out of the 10,000 children, the young black child came first, the young black sister came third, the Chinese came, number sister came second, Chinese came third, the Europeans came fourth. Even with the dumbing down and the education that they're giving us, we're still coming out on top. So we make them nervous, you know what I mean? So, but give your child everything that you can, and be careful of the medication that they're trying to give your children in school, this new thing that they're doing with autism and all that kind of stuff, trying to put your child on some type of medication. Like Flavor Flav say, don't believe the hype. Your children are smart. They're just trying to dumb the children down, and sometimes the children are too smart for the teachers, you know? It's amazing, but sometimes they are, okay? So now, how did you regulate the oracle? Okay, we're gonna talk about the oracle here, because we only got about 9 minutes. And there's so much information just in this one passage here, so we're gonna keep it going every week. But how to regulate the oracle? It's called focus meditation, right? What you do, you sit. You look at a spot on the wall, okay? This is how you regulate your oracle through focused meditation. When you look at that spot, you look at, ask yourself questions. What's it made out of? If you got panel on the wall, then that's made out of wood. It's made out of paint. How did it get painted? Where did the wood come from? How they deliver the wood? How did the wood get to the stores? And how they cut the wood down? How did they make the panel? Behind the panel is another wall. And you get into that, it might be sheetrock underneath the panel. How did they make the sheetrock? When they come up with the idea, when they start using sheetrock. And you go on and on and on until, well, whatever time it is that you have set aside for that. That's called focused meditation, okay? When you look at that spot, you think about everything that goes with that material. You know, and from its conception all the way to it being in your house or on your wall, all right? That's a whole lot of thought, you know? But that helps focus the oracle, see? Because that focused meditation puts a slight strain on your synaptic nerves. And the oracle functions by regulating your synaptic nerves. See what I'm saying? So if your synaptic nerves are being overloaded, that will help the oracle regulate and say, uh-oh, let me back some of this information down, because the synaptic nerve function can't handle that much information going into the brain. You know what I'm saying? So this is how you regulate the oracle. That dimension between the mind and the brain. Now, they have us thinking that Oracle at Delphi and the movies, they got some guy with big blue eyes, he's supposed to be the Oracle and all that, but that's all hype. The Oracle is a dimension between the mind and the brain that regulate the information coming in from your mind into your brain, because your mind is connected to your spirit, and the brain is connected to your body. Your spirit is actually who you are. That conscious energy, that's who you are. And that's what's actually using your brain. The brain is like a computer. And the mind uses the brain to function on the physical plane, because your spirit energy, spirit entity, needs the physical to function in this dimension. Now, next week I go into a little bit about how the incorporeal energy come into this dimension and give you a better understanding of how that works, okay? But it's just so much information. We only got about 5 minutes here. So, I might go a little over because I gave out the wrong card. People might be calling at 8 o'clock, okay? Now, just so that we can go just a little bit further here. Now, this information, right, is coming out of Tyrannical Scriptures, and it's coming from a mystery school. What's the mystery? It's in your DNA. Everything I'm saying, you already got it. I'm just bringing it to your attention so that you can reflect on it and go back inside and think about it, because you already got everything I'm saying. I will never, ever be able to say anything that you don't know. That's why they say there's nothing new under the sun. So I cannot, okay, assume the position of teacher. I can't teach you. I can only bring out information to activate what's already in you. There's no such thing as nobody to teach you, because you already got all the information. So people walk around with the titles. I mean, this is one thing that Yeshua, who you call Jesus, used to talk about. They like to call themselves father and teacher and all this kind of stuff, because most of the people don't know who they are, you know? So anybody, somebody's coming trying to teach you, okay, then they're trying to put themselves in a superior position over you. You don't have a teacher, because all of the information, period, is inside you. Believe it or not, past, present, and future information is inside you, too. We have to get into that on another show, because we've only got a few minutes. And I'll show you how to access some of that information, you know. So now, here's the thing. You seek the Oracle's counsel. I come into the understanding of how to perceive so that I can live on earth in peace and without poverty. See what I'm saying? Peace and without poverty. Because as long as there's poverty, there's never going to be any peace. Yeshua said something, talking about Jesus. He said that poverty is the destruction of the poor. See what I'm saying? Because you can't stay in a moral framework mentally if you're broke and hungry and out of doors. You just can't do it. You got to eat. You got to, you know what I mean? You might not want to steal, you know, but you're hungry and that bread sitting there, you licking your lips. Oh, man. And you ask the guy, yo, dog, can I get a little bit of bread? No, you ain't got no money. So he said, okay. Pull out his gun and say, give me all your money, you know. But it's not the person's nature to do that. But poverty make people do some strange things. What do you have to call it? Need more back in the day? Need more, more. Need more make you go out of your way to do some very, very strange things. So we want to live on earth in peace and without poverty. In order to do that, now you have to activate that God in you and start asking some questions. How can I solve the poverty problem of the planet? Now, you ask yourself that question, and you come up with a system that can feed the whole planet. Now, you know you and your family will never be hungry, right? But if you just think about, well, I just need enough to feed my family. Well, when something go wrong, you and your family ain't got enough food. But if you're thinking way about more abundance, you and your family will never be without, because you're thinking about the next guy and the next guy and the next guy and the next guy. That's how the universal energy works, okay? Don't shoot for the moon, shoot for the sun. If you miss the sun, you're bound to hit the moon. You know what I mean? Upgrade. You have to upgrade your mindset. Upgrade your thought. Listen, I'm going to say this. Some people are going to be mad at me again, but I got to say it. There's only one race on this planet. That's the human race, broken down into five tribes. black, brown, red, yellow, white. And right now, we're in danger of losing two of those tribes, the black tribe and the white tribe. We're in danger of losing them, okay? You walk around Philadelphia or wherever you are, right? I see some strange numbers here on the phone, wherever you are. You might not be in Philadelphia. Look for that jet black blue person. I had a couple of brothers that come straight from Africa that had the bluest jet. I knew they just got off the boat because you don't see that color around anymore. You don't hardly ever see that jet black, that blue black person. You don't hardly ever see them anymore because they're going away. And now this white person, they're disappearing too. We're losing two ends of the color spectrum. We're losing those two tribes. And we need all five tribes. We don't want no tribe to become extinct, although we know some people that would like to extinct some tribes, but we're not going there with that mindset, you know? And that's what I'm talking about. To live on earth in peace and poverty. Once you know who you are, you begin to upgrade, to manifest the thoughts to bring those things about. Now, when I talk about the great God, because according to the books, we're all gods, but the great God is all of us working together. There's 6 billion people on this planet, okay? And if all those gods start working together for the peace and prosperity of the planet, man, this thing will change overnight because them guns don't shoot themselves. Somebody got to pull the trigger. And people are saying, yo, I'm not pulling the trigger. The aristocrats, they're not coming down off the places that they live at. You think Trump going to come down from Mar-a-Lago and try to shoot somebody? I don't think so. He's coming out. You think the queen will come out of her castle and pick up a gun? You know what I mean? She relied on other people to do it. That's all I'm saying. Weapons don't fire themselves. People fire the weapons. And if we can access the people's mentality and upgrade, give them an upgrade into who they really are, then things will change. Everything will change. Well, I see a couple of new callers here, so a few people just calling at 8 o'clock. Because that's the number, that's the time I had on the card. So what we're actually out of time right now. But what I would like to do is to tell those that who are calling in at 8 o'clock. I had the wrong time on the card, the business card that I gave you. So it's from 7 to 8. Mark that down, okay? It's not from 8 to 9 anymore. It's from 7 to 8, okay? And the caller number, or you have the card, so 516-453-9230. And next week, give us a call at 7 o'clock. And we'll be here at 7 o'clock promptly. And next week we're going to continue this discussion about poverty, about the universe, and things like that, how to get the energy from the universe working for you, because it's trying to. Just got to remember, think about what you want, and don't make sure you want what you want. Don't change your mind every 5 minutes. You try the universe crazy. You get everything set up for you to one thing, you don't change your mind, you don't want it no more. And now you're wondering why you're over here are having such a hard time getting a new thing, because the universe is working on the old thing. You know what I mean? Sit down. Plan. Really think about what you want. Okay? Something that you'll be satisfied with all your life. Now, don't sit back talking about you want a $30,000 house knowing that you want that $200,000 house. Come on, with a 3-car garage and a swimming pool in the back. You see what I'm saying? Don't be ashamed. Ask for what you want, and you'll get it. That way, you'll be happy with it. You follow what I'm saying? Upgrade your mindset. Don't think you are. Know you are. And that's the key to the whole thing. Know who you are. You are an extension of source energy. You was not created. You were made. Just like your mother and your father made you. They didn't create you. They didn't make you. You can't create something from nothing. You were made out of the energy from source. Everything is made up out of that same wonderful energy. And with that, I want to say that I love you. I want to thank you so much, and all those who have called in, thank you so much. I appreciate it. And those who decided to give us a little hint of their voice, giving me a little energy, I want to thank you so much as well. And Brother Matt, I appreciate you every Sunday. And just remember that love is the act that make others feel good. I will see you next week.
Ready forward. Peace out.